Pakistani intelligence officials say American missiles killed 20 militants in northwest Pakistan today, most of them members of a powerful insurgency fighting the U.S. presence in neighboring Afghanistan. U.S. officials don't publicly talk about the covert CIA-run program, which is a source of tension between the U.S. and Pakistan, whose officials argue the program fuels militancy. Besides the U.S. missile strikes, there's also been an upsurge in ethnic violence in the Pakistani city of Karachi in recent weeks. Hundreds of people killed as a result of ethnic tensions. As the BBC's Alim Makbul reports, the violence has often brought this city of 18 million people to a complete standstill.
We find the men of the Surjani area all sitting together, but in silence. They're trying to come to terms with more deaths. Shakirullah tells us how a few days ago his 16-year-old brother went missing while selling sunglasses. We searched for hours, he says, but we only found his body the next morning. He'd been snatched, tortured and shot, and his body was dumped. Many others have been killed in a similar way, purely because of their ethnicity. Umar Maluk's brother's also been killed. He took me as close as he dared to his community's new front line. He, like the others here, is an ethnic Pashtun, originally from northwest Pakistan. But across the main road is an area inhabited by Urdu speakers. Umar tells us if we go any further, we're in danger of being shot dead by gunmen who he says frequently position themselves on roofs and in houses. Everywhere a Pashtun community borders an Urdu-speaking one is now a potential battle zone. Thanks to the political parties that claim to represent them, the two ethnic groups are now engaged in a savage fight over control of Karachi. Busloads of passengers have been attacked, others, including women and children, randomly shot by snipers. And the number of dead on both sides has reached alarming levels. It's often brought this, one of the world's largest cities, to a standstill. Urdu speakers are the majority here, but Pashtuns have been migrating to Karachi in ever greater numbers, for work and more recently because of fighting between the army and the Taliban in their heartlands along the Afghan border. Faisal Sabzvari is a senior politician from a party that's traditionally represented Urdu speakers, the powerful MQM, a party that many think now feels threatened.
I think that some people who don't believe in political dialogue triggered violence.
Well, there are a lot of people, though, who feel that this is actually being driven by you because the MQM is losing grip on power in Karachi. It is seeing a larger Pashtun community here, and so it's reacting to those changes in demographics with these attacks against Pashtuns.
Migration doesn't bother me until a peaceful and law-abiding citizen is coming here. But who is who of Taliban and Al-Qaeda have migrated to Karachi. They have been stationed here. They have been killing people and instigating violence and benefiting.
So the accusation from the MQM is that it is militants within the Pashtun community who've caused the tensions. But ask most people on either side of the ethnic divide and they're not really sure why the violence has come. 13-year-old Yumna Rashid, an Urdu speaker, was shot in the legs by a Pashtun sniper. Her father, Haroon, says children are now having to learn fast about the divisions. Their areas are no-go for us, he says, and our areas for them. Now there's so much hatred, even our kids don't want to talk to each other and don't want reconciliation. With such clear segregation across this vast city, where areas are often marked out with flags showing which groups they belong to, most expect there's far more bloodletting to come in Karachi.
That report from the BBC's Alim Makbul in Karachi, Pakistan.